Hi, I'm Marnie Schulenberg. I'm one of the members in the Meadowood Life Stories writing group. This piece is called Pass the Stick. 12 of us sitting around a late July backyard fire. 4 kids, all boys, and 8 adults. The marshmallows are nearly gone. Both dogs have settled, so we needn't rescue their wagging tails from the errant spark. That afternoon, I had pulled from the woodpile an unusual stick that caught my fancy, about 2 feet long, 2 inches in diameter, with a pattern in the stripped-off bark that looked like ancient writing or, more likely, the fossil track of long-dead worms. A story stick. Perfect! So during a calm moment, and before the parents had to whisk the boys back home to bed, a cooperative spirit prevailed when I suggested we make up a story and pass the stick around the circle. The stick made 3 full passes around the fire. I have no memory of the story's content, but a diabolical strategy was adopted by the adults. We would set up some impossible scenario and then, mid-scene, pass the stick and the predicament to the next person. Like this. Saliva gathered at the corners of the grizzly's mouth as it closed on little Agatha's head, when suddenly, pass the stick. What I will never forget is Max and Noah. Max was the second youngest of the cousins at 5 years old, and Noah the oldest at 10. Noah, deeply enamored of this galloping and limping and wildly unpredictable narrative, was not content to wait for his turn. No one reprimanded him, and I'm glad of that, when he would leave his spot and sneak around the circle to wedge into a new position so he could grab more turns with the story stick. More dear even than that was 5-year-old Max. I had the stick and was holding forth when suddenly Max popped up in front of me. He rested his plump little hands on my knees as I wove something new into this tale just for him. His hair was backlit by the fire, his eyes 2 glowing miniature full moons. I really did not want to give up my turn. I was caught in his transfixed gaze and inspired by it. When I finally passed the stick to Chris, Max's father, the little boy hustled over a few steps, and again, the trusting hands, the trembling anticipation, the gleaming eyes. Growing up, my 2 brothers and I were blessed with parents who loved words, read to us when we were little, and set an example by sticking their own noses into books on quiet evenings. Better than being read to, I thought, was made-up stories I could watch unfold in my head, supplying my own details. My favorite memory was my dad climbing the stairs after I was in bed, flicking his fingers against the walls as he climbed. That was my audio signal that he would moments later appear at my bedside and make up one of his softball Sammy stories for me alone, the girl in the family. Always it was Sammy, always softball, and not a word or a plot point do I recall. His voice wove images in my head. I fell asleep to that voice and to the tumbleweed legacy of love of words and of him. And I am treasuring the idea that to my father, mine were the shining eyes in the light of a campfire.